So, Balfour, what
on earth is that term microbiome? What does that mean?
It's a confusing term, Ron, but the microbiome is the huge number of bacteria, viruses, and fungi that inhabit our bodies, primarily in the gut, but also in the mouth, the skin, at any mucosal surface. These are metabolically active products that eat what we eat. They spew out chemicals that influence our body's function as well, and particularly the immune function.
So it's a funny concept, but one that when one thinks about it is evident.
Well, you've got to remember that we evolved. Bacteria were here before we were, so we evolved to live with these bacteria and viruses.
And most of the time, they're very much important in our day-to-day activity.
Yeah. In fact, you're colonized at birth, particularly with vaginal delivery, and they influence how the gut works in particular. They help digest our foods, and they produce very important products such as butyrate and short-chain fatty acids that are important both nutritionally as well as feeding our gut cells, for example.
If one gets rid of all those bacteria and viruses and other living tiny organisms with an antibiotic, for example, what happens?
Well, many things can happen. And number one, diarrhea is very common. Yeast infections can develop after broad-spectrum antibiotics because these normal bacteria prevent overgrowth of pathogenic organisms.
Bad bacteria.
Yeah, the bad bacteria. And the best example of bad bacteria is something called Clostridium difficile, which is
an infection. Or
C. diff. C. diff, probably most people know. It's a toxin-producing bacteria whose spores are present in our gut all the time, but they don't hatch because the huge number of normal bacteria prevent them from taking hold. But if those normal bacteria are removed, then there's a niche, an ecologic niche, that can be filled by these pathogenic bacteria.
So every time a physician prescribes an antibiotic, what you're saying is that that's going to alter the microbiome.
It definitely will. And so physicians and patients need to think carefully, is an antibiotic really indicated? Many antibiotics are prescribed kind of by reflex. When you have a virus, a cold, they're not going to help that. So I think it's quite appropriate to question your physician, is a antibiotic necessary, and try to use the most specific antibiotic so it's selected for the detrimental bad bacteria, but rather than the good bacteria.
If one wants to try to improve one's microbiome, if that's even possible, and we have to talk about if that's even possible, how can a patient alter their microbiome?
Well, it's a great question, and it's one that doesn't have an easy answer. Basically, your microbiome is pretty well set by the time weaning occurs. So between age 9 and age 2 in humans, the microbiome evolves from a relatively simple group of bacteria and fungi to a very complex group. That's pretty well set by age 2. Now, you can alter, you can tweak the system as far as the composition by dietary products, eating different foods, but you can change in a major way the metabolic function of these bacteria. So, for example, high-fiber diets will increase the number of beneficial bacteria and particularly cause them to produce butyrate and other short-chain fatty acids that are very helpful for both the lining of the gut, main metabolic fuel, as well as programming protective immune responses. On the other hand, bad diets can have the opposite effect.
There are in many foods advertised on TV and in health food stores bacteria that have been purposely introduced into yogurt or
yes.
milk or in tablet or liquid form. Does any of that actually work to alter the microbiome?
Well, another really important question, because advertisements for food products don't require FDA approval. And so there are many claims that really aren't substantiated. Probiotics are a very popular area. So if you go to any drugstore, you'll see shelves of probiotics. The problem with the traditional probiotics are they aren't the bacteria that normally live in the gut. So yes, they will colonize the gut. If you eat yogurt that is non-pasteurized yogurt, you got to remember that some yogurt is pasteurized and has heat kills the bacteria. But the probiotics that are typically found, many of the lactobacilli species, only transiently colonize the gut. As long as you're taking the probiotic, they're there and they're functioning, but as soon as you stop, they're gone. So no staying power.